Hi.
Hello?
My name is George. I'm calling to speak with Jacqueline.
This is Jackie.
Hi. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, and we're not asking for any type of donations.
Okay.
First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
Great. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for taking my call. On March the 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county office will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the March primary? Are you almost certain?
Yes, certain.
Great. And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state office, but skip voting for city and the county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances that you will vote for local offices like the Fresno County Board? Okay.
Certain.
And thank you again for your patience. What year were you born? Just a year, please.
1961.
And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself a white, African-American, a black, Hispanic, a Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander?
No, Native American.
Native American, okay.
Yep.
And generally speaking, do you think of your, you think things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
In the right direction.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of those concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the first one. A water policy, homelessness, public safety and crime, inflation and cost of living, housing affordability.
Oh. Okay, keep going.
Public infrastructure like roads and bridges, a job and wages, parental rights and education.
The first priority would be homelessness.
Okay.
Do I need to give you a second one or what? No, that's good.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like for you to rate your feelings towards each one, please. Tell me if you're very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Paul Dictos?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Gary Redfield?
Somewhat favorable.
Steve Rundown?
Somewhat favorable.
Gavin Newsom?
Favorable, believe it or not. Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
What about Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump?
The very, very last one, I don't like the gentleman myself at all.
Okay. I'll mark down for you very unfavorable.
Yes, very unfavorable.
Okay. Now, thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA and County, Assessor Recorder Steve Rundown, a county supervisor and businessman. Gary Redfield, a businessman and city council member. Dion Rundown, Paul, and also Bryce Herrera. For whom would you vote for?
For supervisor would be, who was that? Redfield? Is that what you said?
I have Gary Redfield, Dion Fordyce.
Yeah, Gary Bredefield. Gary Bredefield.
Okay. Now, how certain are you that you would vote for Gary Bredefield? Very certain?
Somewhat certain? Yeah, very, very certain.
Okay. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brundown as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as the Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say excellent.
And thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidates for Fresno County Supervisor for each one. Please tell me if you would more or less likely vote for this kind of candidate. Here's the first one.
Okay.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Probably much more likely.
The other one says a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
What about a candidate who is 80 years old?
Somewhat less likely.
And what about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
So give me the choices again.
I have a much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
The second one, the somewhat more likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who is a Democrat.
Somewhat or more likely. Just say more likely.
Okay.
Much more likely.
Much more likely, okay. What about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library?
Well, I have a tough one about what is pornographic, if it's just pornography or is it writing. Let me think. Probably somewhat more likely.
And a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Somewhat less likely. And now with the following, I would like to ask you and thank you for your patience. I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor for each one. Please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for that candidate. Here's the first one. Steve Brundau currently serves as county supervisor, but he has supported local businesses, cut rate tape, and lower taxes. Brundau has defended North Fresno for high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhood. Brundau is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for Steve Brundau for the county supervisor?
No chance.
The other one says, Gary Bredefield currently serves on the Fresno County Council, where he fought against making mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a mega Republican and defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayers and the to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Redfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, a good chance, or would you vote for Gary Redfield for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
And the other one says, Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Record. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and tax payer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out insufficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or no chance to vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Was there a good chance?
I have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, and no
chance.
Yeah,
good chance. Put good chance for Dictos. Good chance.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. After hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictos, a CPA and County Assessor, Recorder, Steve Brundow, County Supervisor and a businessman, Gary Redfield, a businessman and city council member, and Dion Bordes and Bryce Herrera. For whom would you vote for?
Paul Dictos.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I would say not strong Democrat.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4 years of college, so I have a bachelor's degree.
And do you currently own your home or rent your home, or do you live with friends and family?
I rent.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.